Welcome back to Horizons. Jesus, Hope of the World by Paul A. Tait. Sorry, David, could you tell me the difference between agriculture and horticulture?
Well, horticulture is essentially about vegetables and fruit.
Okay, and agriculture
is about crops or animal husbandry, dairying and things like that.
Okay, I sort of thought of anything you could harvest as a crop, but it's specifically sort of grains and things.
Would be agricultural, yes.
Okay, yeah. Okay.
But we're focused entirely on the horticulture now because we can help more people in a much more direct way. And essentially, we're helping them to help themselves.
Yeah.
And I mean, that is the essence of any international charity, is to help people help themselves. Now, having said that, the people are so poor and so hungry so much of the time that an awful lot of our work is straight humanitarian, providing food for families. But the horticulture end is the one area where we're really successful at helping them help themselves. But having said that, I would say virtually all our efforts in some form or other are directed at feeding people in a land which once upon a time, I should say, going back long before we were there, used export food.
Oh, wow.
Now imports all its food and its people are desperately poor and don't have the money to pay for the food. Since COVID in particular, the amount of starvation in the country has been appalling. I read recently in a report from UNICEF that one third of the children of Lesotho are stunted. Now, that means that they didn't get enough food during the first 2 years of their life, either in the womb or in the 2 years after they were born. And consequently, they're stunted in height, In other words, they don't grow enough and very often seriously emaciated and underweight. And more importantly, if you do not get enough food in those first 1,000 days of your life, you can be stunted mentally, cognitively. Your ability to think through problems is seriously affected. Now, for any country to have 1/3 of its newest population stunted mentally, physically, in any way like that, is appalling. If it isn't addressed and addressed rapidly, it means that ultimately 1/3 of the population is stunted. I mean, we call them developing countries, but how can they develop if their population is stunted physically and can't do the work, or stunted mentally and can't cope with the problems? It is an appalling thought. We noticed this phenomenon of stunting quite early on because a lot of our programs deal with children, mainly school children. We start by giving children breakfast before school every day. They get a meal in school, but a lot of them come from families that may be the only meal they get in the day. So we give them a meal before school, a porridge type meal, to give them the energy to be able to learn in school. But we also run a creche for small children. And these are from the poorest of the poor families, who are the ones we deal with. But we noticed that a lot of those small children were really small, were stunted. And we began a program for just the families immediately around us to provide special nutrients for children. And we started with something like 5 children, and then we slowly grew up to 10 or 12. But post-COVID, the local health clinics were getting inundated with children who were severely malnourished, were actually on the point of death from starvation. And they knew we were doing this work. We were the only people in the total area doing anything like this. So they began asking us to take those children and provide food for them for the next 2 to 3 years. So suddenly, a tiny pilot program of our own became a program for the whole area, much a wider area than we would normally expect to serve. And now we have 50 children on the program all the time. And that suddenly stretched our resources.
Yeah, that's amazing. You essentially became a point of medical triage, because if a malnourished child comes into a doctor, you can't fix that with medicine. It has to be through food. I imagine there's a certain amount of complexity as well, because starvation and malnourishment are like technically two different things. You know, if you're starved, you need a certain amount of calories. But if you're malnourished, you need a particular mix of like vitamins, minerals and amino acids, or you won't develop properly in that way either. So I imagine your workers must have quite a good knowledge of nutrition and feeding and things like that.
No, it's much simpler than that. We have a doctor on our board, Dr. Diane Ford from SNEEM. And she was knowledgeable enough to come up with a very simple diet of sufficiently nutritious food that would enable the child to quite rapidly come back to normal growth in both weight and height. And it's simply this: milk, long life milk. We supply a weekly package of long life milk, sorghum, which is a maize type product for making porridge, and peanut butter. Peanut butter is hugely nutritious, and any of us can take it, and it really benefits us. But for babies in particular, if you mix it in with the porridge, it enables them to acquire all the nutrients they need. She chose that particular combination of products because it was easy to access. You know, you weren't going searching the world for plumpy nuts and things like that. You could get it in the local supermarket. And it was culturally acceptable to the people, which is important too.
Yeah.
A mother won't feed stuff to the child that she's not familiar with. So it has been hugely successful. The children who start early enough on it acquire normal growth in both height and weight quickly and normally and don't suffer from stunting. The children who only come to us after they've been referred to us from a clinic with malnourishment, they take a little bit longer. But 33 children were referred to us last year who were severely malnourished and showed the beginnings of stunting. Only, I think, 5 of those remain stunted in height after 1 year, or on reaching age 2. And they had all achieved normal weight and were growing at a normal rate. We use international height to age and weight to age statistics to do comparisons. We measure the children every month. But we are delighted with how successful it has been. But why were the children so malnourished?
So why are the children who are being provided nutritionally balanced meals still going hungry? Well, you'll have to find out next time. That's right, it's a cliffhanger. David has a tremendous wealth of knowledge, and we couldn't fit it all into one episode. So we'll conclude that thought on a future Horizons. Thank you very much for listening to Horizons. Feel free to contact me on davidsheehan@dioceseofkerry.ie. Thank you to the production team, in particular, Ronya Quirk. Just a Thought for the Coming Week is by Mary Cogan. Until this time next Sunday, I hope you have a wonderful week.
Thank you.